This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
New vaccine with a new approach. For most Americans, that means one COVID-19 shot once a year, each fall. If it sounds familiar, it's because it is. The White House has been comparing it to the annual flu shot. Now more than 200 million people are eligible to get a booster from Pfizer and Moderna. But questions remain over how many actually will get it.
They intended to never stop the lockdowns in Australia, Canada, Europe, you name it.
The country's zero COVID strategy came at a cost. Melbourne, capital of Victoria State, had six lockdowns. Only those who've received the jab are allowed to visit restaurants, gyms, and most stores.
No, people's freedoms have been taken away. Some people have willingly thrown it away. Very restrictive on movement and everything. It's pretty much like an open-air prison here in Australia.
But I said in December, I could metaphysically, intellectually, economically, culturally see it. I said, we won this round of the fight, but barely. We're bloodied, but we're awake now, and we got a chance. This is not some accidental thing. These aren't just companies that mean well, that screwed up and all this garbage. These are individuals that are using this to take over the planet.
I see already that it's checkmate. The only question that's still a variable is how much carnage and what will be the body count of the innocent until we get to that point.
The numbers mirror Israel. They mirror Europe. They mirror areas of Asia that keep the statistics and show it.
Taiwan, the number of people dying after their COVID vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself.
And if you look, the peak of taking the poison shots was in December of 2021. Since then, there is a 99% rejection. 99.
By late May, there will be enough vaccine for every American who wants one. The problem is, millions don't.
Well, I'm not getting the vaccine because I'm honestly not scared of the virus.
I don't trust the vaccine at all.
Polls suggest a large number of Americans will refuse a vaccine. Most of them are Republicans, supporters of former President Donald Trump.
How some groups would not want to do it for reasons that I just don't understand.
Even if it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, I'm double boosted. I got it myself here just the last week or so. It makes the symptoms a lot less severe. It gets you back on duty.
A survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found 29% of the healthcare workers questioned likely would not get the vaccine.
Why did you decide to put your livelihood on the line?
I felt that what they were doing, what they have done, is they basically held for ransom your health insurance, your benefits, your livelihood, your career in some cases.
So they've gone from having a helpless population to believe every word they were saying and massive uptake of this garbage that erases your immune system and doesn't protect you. But now the CDC is saying, oh, we made big mistakes. It doesn't protect you. We lied to you, but it was for your own good.
We made some pretty public mistakes, and we need to own them.
The CDC says the review found the agency's COVID guidance was confusing and overwhelming.
We have the CDC document from 2000 and others where they said it isn't going to work. And it's going to cause massive heart attacks, heart swelling, blood clots, infertility, strokes. The list goes on and on.
I'm one of the few people, along with my 3,500 experts, who have looked at the Pfizer documents. And I can tell you, they knew from a month after the rollout that they did not work.
Yeah.
So the reason I say mass murder with such calmness is that and not only that, the FDA knew, because at the bottom of these documents it says FDA confidential. The FDA has custody of these 50,000 documents that Pfizer was forced to reveal. So they knew that they didn't work. They knew 3 months in that 1,200 people were dead.
Yeah.
Four of them the day they were injected, and they kept going. They knew in April of last year that children's hearts were being damaged a week after the injection, and they kept going.
99%+ reduction in people taking it. Now, what happens when 99% say no? All the intimidation, all the threats that people been under in healthcare and government and the military, being tortured with this and seeing their friends and family get sick and die, they say, you know what, screw you, everybody's on my side, and you have that tipping point, that turning point. This is spectacularly positive news. And this information from this show needs to be clipped out and needs to be spread to the four winds. Because this is victory. All right, we're going to come back with the latest development.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So as negative and crazy as things are, as we enter the second hour of this Sunday live edition of the Alex Jones Show, people are waking up and very exciting, positive things are happening. So Kanye West did a big part two interview, aired over 2 nights, Thursday and Friday, with Tucker Carlson. Big international news, massive ratings. And I've been busy. I haven't been watching Tucker lately. I watch the clips later. But Saturday, I started getting all the calls. Hey, Kanye West was on last night. He talked about InfoWars. But it's not Kanye West talking about InfoWars that's important. It's what he was saying. And he talked about how Matthew McConaughey's from Uvalde, how Matthew McConaughey came out against guns, and then when the kids got attacked and the police stood down for 70-plus minutes, 76 minutes, how the media was all so coordinated. Well, somebody like Kanye West has done thousands of concerts and produced dozens of albums and run big businesses. He knows when something's scripted. We're not saying kids didn't die at Uvalde, but you see the scripting. You see the media. You see it unify within minutes of it breaking. They're all saying the same thing on all the different channels. This is that Alex Jones territory. Why, when a crazy black supremacist runs over a bunch of white people in Kenosha, do they cover it up and say an SUV attacked people? Or why, when 20-something black youth die a week in Chicago, is there no news covering? So it's what they choose to focus in on. And obviously, the state police say that the Uvalde Police Department lied. The FBI says they lied. We don't even know what happened there. There's video of over 70-plus minutes of cops putting hand sanitizer on and just walking around. Meanwhile, the whole scripted story is already out there. So it's the analogy I use. I remember back 6 years ago, Hillary did a town hall that looked like it was shot in 80-millimeter film. Super HD, dust in the air, you could see. Kids asking her questions. It looked like a movie. It was produced so good that you could look at it and say, this isn't a town hall. This looks like a movie. How does she say it's a live town hall when it's all super HD, perfect cuts, perfect comments, no mics messing up, no audio problems, no video problems, no nothing? You can look at something and say, that's high production. versus live and real. We weren't saying that these events didn't happen. We were saying this looks controlled, manipulated. We should investigate this. And it came out that it was not a live town hall Hillary had. It was shot over a week with actors. And that was mainstream news. So you can see when something's synthetic. Now, why did she script the town hall that she ran ads for and promoted everywhere? Because she wanted it to look just right. But the point was, we could see that it wasn't a live feed. It wasn't real. Now, I've used the analogy a lot of everybody's walked in a, usually it's a department store, but you're buying a mattress, you're buying some pots and pans, and on like a table, they'll have fruit. And you just look at it from 20 feet away, you know, that's fake fruit. You don't need to go pick it up. You can look at it. You just know it looks too good. It looks too bright. It just doesn't look right. You know what a real pear looks like, what a real apple looks like, what a real orange looks like. You know it's fake. You walk over, it's plastic, you pick it up, yeah, that's fake. That's all Kanye's saying. And that it's coordinated. And they don't want us looking into what are they doing, because we're not sure exactly what type of plastic the fruit's made out of. Is it melamine? Is it? We don't know. But we know it's fake. And it's that crime that they want me punished for, questioning what's going on. So Kanye West comes out and wears a White Lives Matter shirt. We sold shirts that said All Lives Matter. It said Black Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, Yellow Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. And what he said is, I figured this is something God would want. Which, absolutely, I'll wear a shirt that says Black Lives Matter, except I don't want to be connected to the left. But I'll still wear it because all lives matter. He did that to bring unity and stop the division and go against the system. He has a lot of courage, and so does Candace Owens. And that's what this is all about. And we woke up Candace Owens. And InfoWars first got Candace Owens on air. And she knows that and has apologized to me on air for not defending us when we got censored. That's okay, Candace. You have gone through a lot, and you've grown a lot. You're a great leader now. We're so blessed you're there. But that's the whole point, is we woke up Kanye West, folks. That doesn't mean Alex E. Jones did that. It means all of you did that. So right after he does this, Instagram blocks him, Facebook blocks him, and the media is like, well, he deserves it. CNN, because they're scared of him. Kanye West's Instagram account restricted. He returns to Twitter. Kanye West says, have I reached Alex Jones territory yet? The entire Uvalde Police Department has just been suspended yesterday. Meanwhile, jury deciding how much money will Alex Jones pay for Sandy Hook families for years of lies. What are the lies? Questioning it? Saying it looks staged? Here's another one out of law.com. Billions in compensatory damages requested in Alex Jones' trial. We told you this on Thursday. Listeners thought I was making it up. They're like, Alex, come on. We know you don't lie, but they're not asking for $8 billion. They're asking for $550 million per person, which is $8.25 billion. $8 million, $250 million. Let me tell you why it's such a joke, why I'm not losing any sleep. I don't have, between my company and me, $2 million. We're out of money here. I told everybody that. Don't make me prove it by shutting down. We need your support. But look at this article on law.com. In closing arguments in the damages phase of the Alex Jones civil trial, the plaintiff's lawyers asked the jury to award $8.2 billion in compensatory damages, $550 million for each of the 15 plaintiffs for the defamation claims. In response, Jones' defense attorney, Norm Pattis, argued for the jurors to view the evidence dispassionately for equal justice under the law, and was admonished by the Superior Court Judge Barbara Bellis for his point. He's not allowed to talk. I'm not allowed to talk. It's all rigged. Here's Kanye West talking about, is he in Alex Jones territory? I think we all are.
Did watching COVID and the medical establishment's response to COVID over 2 years change your view?
I mean, that was a piece of it. That was a piece of it.
What did you think of that?
I mean, well, specifically, I'm going to lean into the black condition, uh-huh. Just for, you know, being a black person. You know, we've been getting killed in hospitals for years. Grandmama don't come out. You know, we've been getting killed with our food to start off with. We've been getting killed by police officers. You know, every day we've been killing each other in the streets every day. You know, I felt like the people at the Gap knew about the school shooting that Matthew McConaughey was talking about before it even happened. It was so in sync, the information. And then I heard about it on the radio driving. I was like, am I in the Truman Show right now? And I tell Candace, she's got to watch the Truman Show. You have to watch the Truman Show.
What do you mean the people at the Gap knew about the school shooting? I think in Uvalde, Texas?
Yeah, I'm not saying that they did, but it felt so in sync. This idea of like this media rush over the 78 specific outlets that influence. Meanwhile,
so there's a coordinated message. I think that's what you said.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the there's the same amount of kids getting killed in Chicago every week. But there's no coordinated message about that. Yeah. Have I reached Alex Jones territory yet?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jones territory now, as Kanye West was just saying. Every one of you that's tuned in is a very special person, and I mean that. The future of humanity is in your hands. God's given us control of our destiny if you decide to execute it. That's why when you take the articles and videos and your private texts, your emails, word of mouth, and share them, you override the AI censorship that is so incredibly intense right now. So I mentioned this last hour with Robert Barnes, and I want to drill back into this right now because this is a big deal. On Friday, PayPal came out with new terms of service and said, if we don't like what you say about a list of issues, global warming, open borders, gun control, election fraud, vaccines, you name it, anything that Bill Gates and his organizations or the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL says, you say anything we don't like that's true, of course, we're going to take $2,500 outside of law, outside of the courts, out of your account. Now, the first thing I thought when I saw that once I got off air Friday, because I missed it, it broke in the morning, but I missed it, was this is the global social credit score. But the second thing I thought was the most important point that nobody's been making until today. And that's what frustrates this. I don't want to do this all the time. I don't have to. People should get this. They don't need me to tell them. Folks, use your brains. What's the big elephant in the room here with PayPal saying, if we don't like what you say, we're going to censor you? Yeah, that's illegal. Yeah, they're making themselves judge, jury, executioner. Yes, it's tyranny. Yes, it's the social credit score. But what's bigger than that? Let that sink in for a minute. What's the issue that's the biggest of a bunch of bad ones of this power grab, of this insanity, of this arrogance, of this tone deafness that they think they could just do this and get away with it when it's right out of the book of Revelations? Maybe I should open the phones up and not answer the question. Because if I just blurt it out, nobody cares. But if I build it up, because it is a big deal, then some caller is going to call in and they're going to figure it out. But I noticed finally one person on Twitter. I spent hours yesterday, hours today on my desktop on Twitter and searching Instagram and Facebook trying to find somebody. I searched Google News and nobody was saying it until about 1 o'clock today. I found one tweet that got it. What's bigger than them bullying you? What's bigger than them saying they'll take money out of your account and censor you? What's bigger than their arrogance and their bravado and their chutzpah? Think about it. Who set up the banks and PayPal, one of the first online purchasing systems? Who set up this digital wallet to be God and to decide who has free speech? I mean, obviously, they shouldn't be deciding who has free speech. And who's deciding what is speech you'll be fined for? That's big. But how do they know? Because what I'm going to say is so simple. Once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, my God. What is it that's so criminal, that's so evil, that's so wrong? I'll tell you, and I think most of you already know it. They have anointed themselves to not just decide what speech is okay and what speech is going to get fined. And once you put up with not saying those things, they're going to have a bigger list. This is just the start. That's all huge. But what's even bigger? Drum roll, please. They're surveilling you. They're spying on you. They're watching what you say off platform. Remember, Facebook and Google and Twitter said, we're going to censor you for what you say off platform. It's not just that you're saying something they're going to fine you for when you're using PayPal, but they're saying, I'm watching you. I'm surveilling you. I'm spying on you. Imagine if the NSA, that we know spying on us, and the U.S. government came out and said, if you talk about supporting Trump or the Second Amendment or Alex Jones or securing our borders or stopping fentanyl or not having nuclear war, we're going to fine you $2,500. There'd be a revolution. The Supreme Court would strike it down. Everyone would come out in the streets by the millions. But because big tech, who's trained us to submit to slavery and censorship and control, says, hey, hey, slap you upside your face, you dumb American. We're watching you, everything you do, surveilling you on platform and off platform. And we've got a group of people that decide what you can say and what you can't say. A group of Stasi, a group of Nazis, a group of communists, a group of authoritarians, a group of dangerous, evil terrorists. Literally. That are watching you. Remember the beginning of that incredible film that Oliver Stone spent a decade writing off real people interviewed and real things? It's a real movie, like The Godfather, written by Mario Puzo. Is real people that he's changed the names. It's Frank Sinatra's the singer, and you know the Dons, the main family. They just changed the name. It wasn't, you know, Carleone. It was Gambino. And you watch that movie, and you're like, this feels like it's real. It's like Narcos. Mexico is one of the best things I ever watched because I've studied the history. It's like dead on. You're like watching a documentary in HD. It's incredible. You can't stop watching it because it's real, folks. And these people are literally watching you in live time. And everything you're doing and saying will fine you $2,500 to begin with if you don't do what we want. What a group of criminals. What a group of bullies. What a group of thugs. I mean, there's not words to describe this. PayPal came out and said, we're watching and surveilling you on our platform, what you're buying, what you're doing, who you're supporting, and we're watching you everywhere else. Well, who is watching us? Who are these criminals? Who are they? They need to be arrested. They don't need to just be boycotted. Their stock doesn't need to be down 11%. The company needs to be shut down. The people that did it need to go to prison for the rest of their lives because they're a danger against everybody else. And they're run by the big banks that thought in late in the year, 2022, it was a good time, long after they banned Alex Jones, to come out and say, listen, you dirty, filthy Americans, we're watching your ass. And if you do one thing we don't like, we're going to fine you and kick you off our platform. What a group of criminals. But I'll tell you, it's really pathetic. It's us. If we put up with crap like this and turn our world over to people like this, we deserve everything we've got. I want to get to the transgender mafia that folks are waking up to. The latest big developments there, they're the biggest yet on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality. quality, 50% off. Supermelt Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off. Vasovies, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon?
A newly elected government seeking power and control develops a secret bioweapon and launches it against its own population to establish authoritarian rule and to blame the attack on their political enemies. Taking pages right out of the 20th century, we see this fictional dictatorship not just seeking to dominate and control the population, but to be seen as saviors of the very people that they are dumbing down, enslaving, imprisoning, and killing. The writers had a deep historical well to work from in just the 20th century, with monsters like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, Kim Jong-un, who don't just seek to dominate and control the very lives and thoughts of their minions, but who also want to be seen as the savior by the very people who are their slaves.
Tonight, I will speak directly to these people and make the situation perfectly clear to them. The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance.
So, of course, in the film, those that release the bioweapon on their own population that they're preying on also have the cure.
Lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor.
In V for Vendetta, we truly see art imitating life.
This is clearly an offensive biological warfare agent.
This is only the beginning to train you to be locked down, so in the future, when the really deadly bioweapons are released and billions begin dying, you sit there believing governments and corporations are actually your savior and are going to shepherd you and protect you, when in truth they're Judas goats leading you into the slaughter.
That report is from 2.5 years ago in February of 2020. We have the keys of victory, the keys of destiny, but we must use them. Thanks for joining us on the Sunday, October 9th, 2022 transmission. So, they're launching bioattacks, they're launching poison shots, they're launching shutdown of food worldwide, destroying energy, shipping in fentanyl and other deadly drugs, weaponized marijuana to cause schizophrenia and major brain damage. They're hitting the human population at every level. And transgenderism is another one of those angles. If an adult wants to drink Drano, they have a right to do so. If an adult wants to chop their testicles off, they can do it. But children can't make a decision to join the military. They can't take out loans. They can't buy alcohol or guns. They can't join the Marine Corps or the Army or the Air Force or the Coast Guard or the Navy. But all over the world, governments are trying and passing laws, in many cases, removing parents from parental control and putting the state involved. Particularly disabled children, autistic children, are being tricked to be sterilized. This is another form of abortion, post-abortion. Sterilization. Eugenics. So here's the stack of news. Controversial Vanderbilt University Medical Center suspends transgender operations for kids following video of hospital doctor boasting how surgeries are huge money makers. Remember that video from 2 weeks ago? They make $400,000 off a girl just from age 10 to 18 when they cut her breast off, fry her with male hormones. Of course, she's going to live probably 30 years less, but it's okay because they're liberals. But the good news is humanity's waking up. Here's another sick clip. We'll play this in a little while. Babies know they're trans once born, says Harvard-affiliated hospital. And the government will decide at birth whether you're a boy or girl and will begin the sterilization process, even though a baby doesn't even know who it is and is basically unconscious. Diagnosis of youths from gender dysphoria. In 2017, it was 15,172. 2018, 18,000. 2019, 21,000. 2020, 24,000. 2021, 42,000. Get the picture? A total, complete takeover. Meanwhile, angry mom wears same skimpy outfit as drag queen performed in high school to expose hypocrisy to the board meeting. Report, UK mother arrested for offensive online post criticizing the targeting of children for sterilization. That's where America is going. Another video, I'm going to cover this all tomorrow on the weekday show. CBS News report frames removal of gay porn books from children's library as banning books. This guy really wants you to see these stories. But there's good news. GOP governor signs law withholding funds from hospitals providing transgender care to children. That's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. Then we have this video. Planned Parenthood cartoons touts puberty blockers for children. Horror, young girl coerced into gender transition surgery, limits being mutilated by doctors. We're playing it all in a special hour of the show tomorrow. And it goes on and on. Some women have penises. If you don't sleep with them, you're transphobic. There's a major filmmaker that came out and put out a film in the last few months that's gone viral, exposing the targeting of children. And that's Matt Walsh. And now they're calling for his deplatforming, for him to be silenced. But instead of bowing and apologizing, he hit him hard. Here it is.
So here's my official answer, for the record. Kiss my ass. I do not apologize. In fact, by all rights, you sick freaks should be the ones apologizing to me for lying and defaming me and doing it all because I'm trying to prevent you from sexually mutilating children. You damned monsters. You child-abusing psychopaths. I wouldn't apologize to you soulless parasites if I had a gun to my head. Instead, I'd rather just tell you all to piss off. I apologize for nothing. I concede nothing. I will never surrender even a single inch of ground to a pitchfork mob of degenerate morons. You know, the secret they never say out loud is that nobody is truly canceled unless they consent to it and they willingly play their assigned roles. Well, I do not consent. And I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going anywhere.
I do not consent. I will not be censored. In fact, I'm about to start. We're months behind, but it's about to start. Whole new shows, commercial-free podcast, bunch of new stuff. It's like a year in the works because they try to silence us. This is the time to put every ounce of energy we've got in the fight. I've got some other key clips we're going to play dealing with this when we come back in the final segment of my Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., but Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live's coming up exclusively on stations that carry it and Infowars.com/show and band.video. So please stay with us and share the links, as we're fighting hard here for humanity. They want us to give in, to normalize it, to buckle. We're not going to do it. Separately, if you would just try one of our iodine products, X2 or X3, you would experience it. The UN, even themselves, its accurate numbers, estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities and infertility because they never had enough iodine growing up. And you can't fix what happened earlier, but you can make things better now. Most iodine is a bound type tied to some other element. We have the tri-iodine with all three types, a deep earth crystal, two other types, for the best upload, X3, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's like our information is game-changing and changes the world. Imagine the products. X3, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. There's a run on iodine right now because of nuclear threats. That's not what we're selling it. We're selling it for what it does for your body, your libido, your energy, your stamina, your fertility. X3, 50% off, $19.95. InfoWarsStore.com, selling out quick. And Vitamineral Fusions, also back in stock, 50% off as well. Stay with us.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
By the will of God, And by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Segment of the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. We're honored to be here with you. Owen Schroeder coming up 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday Live. So, we have all these major universities suspending, sterilizing, and chopping children's balls off, all because of one video at a major university's them bragging about making $400,000 off chopping girls' breasts off. These are sickos. These are murderers. These are criminals. They know exactly what they're doing. Murdering children's futures. Mutilating them. I mean, a child molester just rapes a child. These people want to steal their future, steal their genetic imprint, their family jewels. Babies know they're trans once born, says Harvard-affiliated hospital. A psychologist at Boston Children's Hospital, where they sterilize the kids, claims many kids know their gender seemingly from the womb. Baby can't talk, doesn't know who it is, but these people know it needs to be sterilized. Aren't they liberal? This is psychologist Carrie McGregor explains babies know they're trans once born, says Harvard-affiliated hospital.
Most
most of the patients that we have in the GEMS clinic actually know their gender, usually around the age of puberty. But a good portion of children do know as early as seemingly from the womb. And they will usually express their gender identity as very young children, some as soon as they can talk. They might say phrases such as, I'm a girl, or I'm a boy, or I'm going to be a woman, or I'm going to be a mom. Kids know very, very early. So in the GEMS clinic, we see a variety of young children all the way down to ages 2 and 3, and usually up to the ages of 9. When they come into the clinic, they'll see one of our psychologists, and we'll be talking to them about their gender. We'll be talking to their family about how to best support that child and how to make sure that that child has the space and support to explore their gender and do well throughout their development. And we'll be answering any parent questions. A lot of parents do have questions, and so we answer those questions. The biggest piece of advice I give parents who are coming through the gender clinic at Boston Children's Hospital is to just be supportive. Sometimes you might not understand. Sometimes you feel like you don't know the terms, or you don't kind of get exactly what the child means when they say that they might be this gender. But the biggest thing you can do is just love your child and support them and just allow them to express themselves. That's the biggest protector as well against negative mental health effects such as depression, suicidality, anxiety that we worry about for our gender diverse kids and young adults. So that support from a parent is one of the best protective factors and one of the best things they can do.
Well, in my view, my opinion, that's Joseph Mengele. That's Joseph Mengele 3.0 right there. A woman with the key to your children's destiny hanging around her neck. And, oh, you don't know what the terms are as a parent, but your newborn baby does. And just get out of our way and let us come in and medicalize it and screw it up and suck hundreds of thousands of dollars out of you while we sterilize your child. They know they can't rape a child because everybody's against that. So we're going to rape them with hormones and chemicals and surgeries, and we're going to confuse your child at the school and say, don't you want to be a girl? Don't you want to be a boy? Don't you want to be this? Don't you want to be that? And your child gets confused and wants to tell them yes. And now, just parents, you heard her. Don't get involved. Don't get confused. Just do what your child wants. We're leading your child now. And because it's so predatory, it's so evil, it's so sick, it's so hard to believe, it's so beyond any horror movie. Imagine a horror movie 20 years ago. We're in the year 2022. Imagine they had a movie in 2020, or the year 2002, predicting in 2022 that they would be up there saying, you don't know the terms as fine as an adult. Your newborn baby does. They're communicating with us. They want their balls chopped off. They want their penis cut off. They want their breasts cut off. They want toxic hormones, okay? This is really liberal what we're doing. This is really great. This is eugenics. This is depopulation. They can't kill you with an abortion or kill you with fentanyl or kill you with depression. Oh, I love how she says, you know, we stop the depression and suicide by letting the hospital run it. No, it's the people that have these surgeries that are the highest level of suicide. And when people come out and say, I didn't want to be mutilated, I didn't want my breast or my testicles or my penis cut off, they get censored by big tech because they're the loving big tech. The same ones that will take $2,500 out of your account if you don't submit to them. This is a group of evil people that want to feed off children and want to hurt children, period. And as soon as you wake up to that and say no to that, we're on the path to victory. And the good news is people are waking up. But, I mean, this evil attack is so crazy, so sick, so weird, so bizarre. The average person's like, the hospital's doing hundreds of surgeries a week, cutting little boys' penises off. They're cutting girls' breasts off. How do you even like? You're like, what? Listen, don't make them commit suicide. You're going to make them commit suicide. They know they're going to kill themselves. See, that when they wake up, their balls are cut off, their penis is cut off, their breasts are cut off, they've been sterilized, they're a foot shorter than they should have been, they're all screwed up, they're held by a medical cult, CIA mind control, they're going to commit suicide. Like, don't try to save them or you're going to make them kill themselves while they are killing them. They don't cut their hearts out like the Aztecs did. They cut their testicles off. They cut their breasts off. They cut their penises off. And tomorrow I'm going to play all of this and get more into depth. But yeah, maybe we should play the clip of the young lady. I see you guys put it on screen. Because here they are arresting mothers that criticize it in the UK. Got to arrest those terrorists. Nobody can say no. We've got to early on stop those that resist so everybody else gets scared and submits to us mutilating children. Again, CBS News reports frames removal of gay porn books from children's library as book banning. And this guy's really upset. They're so upset we're passing laws saying no. But let's play a few minutes of this. Horror, young girl coerced into gender transition surgery, laments being mutilated by doctors. You might want to go to InfoWars.com or Censor or everywhere else and find the video of what they did to her, cutting her breast off. Because they're good people. If Jeffrey Dahmer did it, there'd be a Netflix show about him. You know, if Charlie Manson did. But, oh, when it's the liberal doctors. Here's a clip of her.
I can't believe this happened. I ruined my life. When you break it down, I decided that I didn't want to be a woman before I had ever even experienced being a woman. I had no idea what being a woman was like because I was a child. And now I feel like I will never entirely know. I want to say that I really feel like some people in the trans community and the trans medicalists and the doctors really, really target the most vulnerable of us. I have borderline personality disorder, and I know for a fact that this is the reason for my transition. It's a very difficult mental illness, and one of the core features is not having any sense of self or identity. And my doctors knew this. I told them, even though they didn't ask, that I had been diagnosed with BPD. And it was all fine to them. I wasn't happy as a girl, so that meant I was a boy and I was trans. And so I just took the cure that was handed to me. I was told that I was being given a cure, and I...
Let's just stop right there. You know, I feel led by the Holy Spirit to do the whole show tomorrow. Not on World War III, not on the economy, but this human sacrifice. We're going to play her, we're going to play others. They cut her breast off. They didn't get her uterus. She's still a woman, and you'll find a man that loves you, sweetheart. You're a beautiful person. But they get kids depressed in a sick culture, and they come and say, just cut your breast off or cut your uterus out, and you'll be happy. I mean, let that sink in, that this is what goes on in America. If I went to the doctor and said, I want to cut my pinky finger off, they'd call a paddy wagon. But if I want to cut my penis off, I'm a smart, cool person. These are sick, satanic freaks that are tricking our children to do this, and they're going to pay for what they've done. But forget the evil people. We've got to reach out to these young people. We've got to build a culture and a civilization that says no to this, and we're going to stop it together. Tomorrow, tune in 11 a.m. Central, because I'm going full bore against these monsters, and we're going to expose what they're doing pillar to post tomorrow. All right, Owen's taking over. I'm in God's hands. I'm committed to God. Thanks for your support, listeners. If you want to support us, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3 back in stock, Divine Mineral Fusion. Whatever you do, we're firing the bat signal. I don't want to prove to you. I know if we shut down, we'll suddenly get huge donations. We'll be gone. It won't matter then. We need the help now. We're up against pedophile devil worshipers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy products. Whatever you do, share the live feed, InfoWars.com/showandband.video. Love you all. Owen Schroyer takes over in T-minus 2 minutes. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.